This is Health Radio.
Health Radio.
On Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
In honor of Father's Day, and because at Radio MD we like to do the take your parents to work days, today is mine. We had Al Sanders' mother on last week. Well, today we have my father on, Jerry Cole. He's 91 years old just this past Wednesday. He hasn't always had the very best health habits, but the man works full-time, tutoring mathematics, algebra, trigonometry, physics, chemistry at Oakton Community College in Des Plaines. He drives. Yikes. He golfs. He travels. He has a girlfriend. He goes out. He's a very busy man. How did he get there? With not always the best of health habits, how did he get to be 91? And I hope that those genes are passed on to me. Welcome to the show, Dad. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm so glad you're with us. So people, whenever I tell them about you, they're always amazed. And I put on Facebook a picture of you playing chess with Cece and talked about your age, and everybody says you look amazing. You are amazing. Tell us what you thought about when you were younger. Did you think that you would live this long?
When I was younger, I didn't think about how long I would live at all. It never occurred to me. It was not something that came to mind at all. Why would I worry about it? I was younger, I was 20, I was 30, I was 40. At those ages, you don't think about how long you're going to live. You think about living.
Okay, see, now that's what we're going to talk about today, because nowadays people think about this all the time. And you know that I do, and that I'm a big worrier. Do you think that the secret, even you had six children, you took in foster children, you still work. Do you think that your worry factor has played such a big role in this?
It's one of my five reasons why I've managed to live so long. In absolutely no particular order, they are as follows. Number one, good genes. I had six siblings, five of whom lived into their 90s. This is a pretty good indication that the genes that I got from my parents are helping me live as long as I have. Secondly, stress level. I do not believe that people who are under stress all the time allow their bodies to take care of them. They're busy producing some kind of substances in their body that ages them. And so I try not to worry. Everything in moderation, don't do too much. Thirdly, and as I said, not in any particular order, you have to keep active. I have been very active all my life. For part of the life, I did physical manual labor. A lot of it I've done is mental labor. I never stopped working except when I couldn't, usually because I couldn't find a job or something. But I managed to keep myself active. I am on the go. I work now in the summertime only 4 days a week. But during the year, during the school year, I work 5 days a week. And it keeps my mind active. To get to work, I have to walk 350 steps from my car and up 24 stairs to get to the place where I work. That's the physical exercise that I do. Any organized physical exercise to me, I think, is only for people who just don't know how to keep their bodies moving.
Yeah, you don't do a whole lot of actual formal exercise. Okay, so we've got three. Go on.
Okay. Fourth, you have to have somebody to love. I think this is about as important as anything can be. It could be a friend, it could be a family member, it could be somebody that you can relate to and talk about things that need talking about. This helps your stress levels tremendously, because talking about sometimes does that. And fifth, and and as I say, in no particular order, don't get hit by a truck.
Oh, God.
You got it. That's the whole thing. That's all there is to it.
Don't get hit by a truck. Don't get hit by a car. Don't get hit. So you say good genes, stress levels, keep active, have someone to love. I love that. And don't get hit by a truck. See, and I think you left out one, Dad, because I think you left out sense of humor. You are quite one of the funniest men I know. Your jokes are sometimes eyeball rolling. And you know that my son keeps us laughing in this house. He is the comic relief. But you always can laugh. You always laugh easily and often. And I think that that's important. Now we want your best advice, because the third, in no particular order, the second one, was your stress level. How the heck, tell the listeners, this is huge. How do you not worry? We know the damage stress does. We know the damage worry does. How do you not worry about finances? How do you not worry about people you love getting hurt? How do you not worry about those things?
There are two ways. First of all, you adopt the Serenity Prayer. The Serenity Prayer is something I learned a long time ago, and I'm always misquoting it for one reason or another. But it goes like this. Dear God, please grant me the strength to change the things I can change that need changing. Grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change. And grant me the wisdom to know which is which. This is an attitude that, if you adopt it, you'll see you can't sweat the small stuff. You don't want to. Things that are important are important. Things that are not important, don't let them get to you. Don't break out in a rash every time you're... daughter falls off her bicycle. This is not major problems to worry about.
But what about some of the major things, like losing your job or, you know, people? I know you say you can't worry about the small stuff, but what about the big disasters? Do you not have any control over those? You do have some.
What you have control over, you do what you can. You recognize your limitations. I've known my limitations all my life. I have a brain that works. I have a body that reacts when I want it to, not the way it used to, but I have had. I've climbed ladders to a third-story window on a rickety wooden ladder that you wouldn't believe would hold a fly. I've stood outside of 23rd-story windows to do work on them. You have to accept what you can do and what you can't do. And this is hard for young people particularly, because young people, I know, they can do anything. There's absolutely nothing that you can't do when you're 20. That's the attitude you have. You're not in any danger of any kind. Look at all the people who enlist in armies and things like that. They don't think about dying. They don't think about getting killed. They can do it. When I was in the Army, I had to go through some rather...
We only have 20 seconds left, Ed.
Okay. I went through things, and I said, if he can do it, I can do it. I don't worry about it. I'm not going to get... he didn't get shot. Why should I? And this is the attitude that you have to... It's hard. It's not easy to know when to quit.
Wow, and what great advice. It's that whole worry factor, finding someone to love, good genes, your stress level, keeping active, having a good sense of humor, and don't get hit by a truck. That's great advice from my dad, Jerry Cole. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.